You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Last week, Elon Musk, the world's second wealthiest person, said that he was leaving California, moving to Texas. He's got a net worth of $144 billion. And he's long been a critic of California. But is there more to the story? Vox reporter Emily Stewart is here to talk us through it. Emily, how's it going?
That's good. How are you?
Good, good. So why is Elon saying he's moving to Texas?
Yeah, he's giving a lot of different reasons. I mean, kind of the main one is that Tesla is building a new factory outside of Austin. So like this in a way it makes sense for him, right? But I think, you know, there is more to this as well. Like, it's been no secret throughout COVID that Elon has been a little bit annoyed with California regulations.
Right.
He got into trouble over a factory early on in the pandemic that he didn't want to shut down. I think he ultimately kind of won that battle. But, you know, he's kind of over it. And I think that you can understand you go to Texas and it might be a friendlier business environment. And certainly I think that elected officials aren't going to be bothering him in the same way in Texas that they are in California.
Yeah. So your point is that there is a business logic to this. Like nothing he's saying seems implausible.
No, I don't think it's implausible at all. Like, it makes sense. And I think it makes sense for him on a personal level as well, in the sense that Texas doesn't have an income tax. They don't do individual capital gains taxes. Now, like, is it a huge tax advantage for him? Maybe not. Like, they do have high property taxes, but also, like, the cost of living in Texas is lower. Now, like, obviously, if you are as rich as Elon Musk is, should you really be worried about, like, cost of living expenses? Maybe not. But, you know.
Right, right. I think one thing people don't properly appreciate is tech billionaires are thought of as, you know, billionaires and wealthy. But the scale at which some of these fortunes now register over the last year is extraordinary. And I think there's no more extraordinary story than Elon Musk, where his net worth, I forget if it's quintupled or, you know, depends on the day. But this is a person who is far wealthier at the end of 2020 than he is at the end of 2019, which might change, you know, how he thinks about income taxes and how he thinks about, you know, if he ever wanted to sell any stock or anything like that. Obviously, that could affect capital gains taxes. So my point is, he was a tech billionaire last year and he's a tech billionaire today, but he's in a different stratosphere. I mean, now he's wealthier than Bill Gates.
Right. Well, I mean, Tesla's had a huge year, right? The stock price, I don't even know what it's on, but it's completely skyrocketed. And now Tesla's about to join the S&P 500, which will be even better.
So you talked about COVID before, and Elon has talked a lot about sort of a cultural clash with California. And I wonder to what extent this isn't just about, you know, the Tesla factory or the state income taxes, but sort of this belief that California is over the hump. That, you know, it's no longer the great place to build a company. And obviously, there's always, you know, self-serving talk from other places around the country that they're building the next Silicon Valley. And, you know, there's always talk about how venture capitalists or founders or CEOs want to go beyond Silicon Valley and build their next great thing elsewhere. But I wonder if you can talk me through a little bit of the cultural backlash to California and what Elon's talking about.
I mean, I think it's kind of a trend that you can see. You know, you're based in California, right? So I'm in New York. We can see something very similar here right now.
In New York,
where all of a sudden,
sure.
Right. But here, like, our Texas is Florida. So everybody I know is like, now, like, maybe I'm going to Florida. And so you have like a Goldman Sachs saying that maybe they're going to move like asset management to Florida. Like Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan has said a similar thing. Maybe they, you know, he would consider going to Florida. And so it's, I think it's a similar thing with California, right? Where the big question is like, how valuable is it to be in the place? And it's hard to know, like you said, right? There's this constant narrative of here's going to be the new Silicon Valley in Austin or Chicago or wherever, right? And it doesn't happen. It's hard to say now. I think the X factor here maybe is COVID showing everybody that we don't really need to be in the same place.
Right, right.
But like predicting the future and like Silicon Valley won't matter and California won't matter, I don't think I'd go that far to say that.
Should people be concerned about this trend at a high level? I mean, obviously, people can live wherever they want, right? And these are just a few people. But do you think the average American should have concerns about wealthy people leaving California?
I mean, to a certain extent, who cares where Elon Musk lives? But at the same time, I think that obviously the big worry is that if enough of these people leave, enough of these jobs leave, that has an impact on tax revenue. That is what the risk is. And that's sort of the fight that states are always engaged in, right? We remember Amazon doing its sweepstakes for who can give us the best deal to build our HQ2. And then they ultimately went, you know, picked New York, right? And DC, but then didn't pick New York. I mean, it's, you know, so this is like a constant push and pull that I don't think is going away. But again, it just seems like the big question is this enough to reach a critical mass of rich people running away?
Right, right. I guess there's also sort of the basic fairness question, which we saw kind of highlighted by some on the left in response to Elon's decision, or which is that, hey, this is, you know, he grew Tesla into this behemoth based on California schools, California roads, you know, often California business policies that could be friendly, right? And it raises questions about, doesn't California have a right to some of that tax revenue that you were speaking about before? Emily Stewart, thanks so much for joining us. You can read more of all of our work at recode.net.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.